I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body, so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
I want to see, I'm interested, Phil, to see who he has in the PGA Championship, you know, golf second majors coming up.
That's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Valhalla?
That's
big. Is that Louisville? Is that in Louisville?
Kentucky, I believe, yeah. Yeah, somewhere there. But there's, you know, I think Rory's on the come. He just got a divorce, just got finalized. So you know what that means. He won the week before. He's playing well. He lost about 115 pounds. So he's really, he's swinging free.
He's feeling free and easy if he's just getting out of this bad relationship.
Oh, just playing good now. Yeah, I got Rory all day.
Wow. I heard Clay this morning on the, and we'll have Clay Henry later on Halftime. He was talking about a golfer that's going in the opposite direction, who's put on some weight. John Rahm apparently is.
Well, he got that Serena booty, so he's going to grow exponentially as he gets older. He's the type of guy that has to watch what he eats. Him and Zion Williamson, you know, you can see Antoine Walker. You know, there's certain players, you know, you're like, oh, that's the best it's going to get for you if you don't take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I saw Zion on I sat there on the couch with my son for a little bit, and he was watching a video of what was it, the top 10 NBA players that ruined their careers through this.
Larry Johnson, Sean Kemp, maybe both of those guys are on the list.
They had Oliver Miller on this list.
Oh, get out of here.
He had a 9 or 10 year career. I mean, he got really heavy.
Did he only play 10 years? I don't know why. I thought he played like 14.
They called him the heaviest player in the history of the NBA. By the time he was out, but I thought he played 9 or 10 years in the NBA, and I'm not sure if I'd say that's like wasting talent. But Zion, it was for the same reason, for, you know, having trouble keeping the weight off. I don't know, would that be too much of an issue in golf? Who was that heavy set golfer?
Craig Stadler, maybe.
Craig Stadler was the one I was thinking of.
That's a good nickname.
I was, I said it was in the Australian, and he had some kind of like a aquatic animal nickname. I was an aquatic mammal. I think he's very well said.
I think he's American, but Shane Lowry, the Irishman, he's a little hefty. He's not like the hefty lefty, the late great Jared Lorenzen, who's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But the hefty lefty, that's a good one.
All right, it looks like Grant's here. Grant, everything okay? How you doing?
I'm ready for you guys.
Cool. Sooner or later, we push the right buttons. Valhalla PGA this weekend. Who you got?
You know, I would have said until yesterday, I would have said Rory by 8 shots, but I heard that he's getting divorced, and you know that's a tough thing to go through. So it's interesting. He's coming off a win. Scottie Scheffler's coming off a win, and Brooks Koepka's coming off a win. All three in their last respective different tournaments. So he sort of got. I mean, that's a pretty good cast of characters right there to choose from.
It's kind of funny the way that you put it a moment ago. You're a happily married man. You're on the air here with two guys who've been divorced for a rather lengthy time. We might view this. Rory will deal with the divorce thing a little bit differently, because the divorce doesn't just happen all of a sudden. Didn't he win last week? Maybe the divorce is a good thing for him.
Well, he actually won his last two tournaments. He won one a team thing in New Orleans.
Yeah, with Shane Lowry.
With the aforementioned Larry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have no idea what's been going on there, but yeah, I know he played great. I mean, this golf course is perfect for him. He won there in 2014, the last time they had the PGA there. So he seems to have that swagger back, at least on the golf course. I think that I don't know if they've talked to him yet today. I think he was supposed to have his press conference today. So, yeah, you could probably pick any of those three guys and not be too far off.
What about now? Is Taylor Moore, is he the only Arkansan, the only Razorback in this tournament, or is there any more?
That's right, Matt. In fact, he's playing, with Jared Jones and Patrick Rogers. So he gets to go off early, and Patrick Rogers is an interesting guy. He was supposed to be a great player coming out of college. He never won on the PGA Tour. He won that tournament of Lotion in Little Rock years ago as an amateur, a Western amateur, I think it was. So I don't think that Taylor Moore gets quite the respect sometimes in some of the placings and where he is and the pairings, but that should be good for him going off early like that. And he's been playing really well. I mean, in fact, he got off to a great start last week with a couple of 68s, and then he finished with a couple of 76s. So he's been playing a lot. Maybe he's a little bit tired, but I hope he does great this week.
All right, one last question. Max Homa, Victor Hovland, or Tommy Fleetwood, those three guys, which one of those three guys do you have finishing, has the best chance, you think, to win this thing?
I would say Homa, because he had a great shot in the Masters till he got a bad break on the 12th hole, you know, on that par 3 hole. He was right there. And then I would probably go Fleetwood next, and then Hovland has been struggling this year after a great year last year.
I know women's golf is in the NCAA championship over the weekend, and then the men are still in the Austin Regional, right? What's going on there today?
Yeah, you know, they played a little bit better yesterday. They made one change in the lineup, and they were going into today 4 strokes out of a spot. And you got to be in the top 5. They were 8th after 2 rounds, 9th after 1 round. And I've actually not been tracking it today because I think they started about 8-something this morning. So those things take a long time. They'll probably be on the golf course till 2 or 3 o'clock, something like that. But yeah, they need to rally today. There's some good teams in there, like Wake Forest and Georgia are also not in the top 5. I think Utah was the number 5 team going into today, so that they need a good round today.
Baseball team, about 30 minutes or so. You know, Dave has the Zoom. It'll be everybody, the whole deal that was about the pitching rotation. You know, you got an offense that's woken up. You got relief pitchers that are growing into better pitchers than they were even 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, guys like Gage Wood and Gackle continues to just get better and better, I think. And McIntyre looked good, I think, over the weekend for the most part. So it's just about the starting pitching rotation right now. That'll be the first thing on anybody's mind. What do you think they do outside of knowing who's pitching first in Hagen Smith?
Yeah, I don't know, Phil. And it's interesting. Dave said, last week were looking for like three strong innings out of the starters. The bullpen was so good. I think the bullpen gave up something like 4 runs in 19 innings, you know, and it was good. And of course they had the 2 comeback wins, I guess, in that series. The hitting was a little bit better. Well, it was a lot better actually. Maybe they can put it together. You know, they get this, they have to beat Texas A&M once. If they beat them once, they're the SEC West champions. It'd be great if Hagen Smith could get that and company could get that out of the way in the first game. And then they could maybe look at seeing what they could do in the overall, depending on what Kentucky's doing. I think the other two, Kentucky and Tennessee, I believe, are both at home this week, right?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So that's the advantage they have, plus how hot both teams are. And I think Arkansas, you know, they had the chance against Kentucky, lost 2 out of 3. So I think this weekend you put everything into trying to win the West and then go from there.
But it still feels like, you know, this is independent of what happens this weekend. And maybe this is why there may be, you know, whatever decision that they make on these pitchers, you know, it has to also be the thought of you keep pitchers on a certain sort of, you know, kind of routine. You need Brady Tigert and Mason Molina for the postseason, don't you? I mean, you don't have these. You don't go get Mason Molina for him to sit there. You didn't have Brady Tigert starting on Saturdays because he stunk. It's because he's really good. Both of these guys are really good. So they need to be able to pitch in order to be ready to do what they're here to do, which is win games in June.
Yeah, pitch and throw strikes and have the, you know, that's kind of, Dave, you can tell after in his press conferences last week, that there was kind of a short leash there just because of you know, you got to win the games and you can't go too far with these guys if they're not doing well. So, yeah, those are key pitchers. I think Gage Wood's a key pitcher. I think Gackle certainly is. Phil, did you say that Gackle might start a game in Hoover depending on, you know, how that thing was going to go? Did I hear you say that last week?
No. I don't think Gackle will start a game this year. I think Wood would start a game in Hoover. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the first guy to start a game in Hoover, him or Ben Bibee. But I think the whole plan with Gackle is to turn him into a starting pitcher once this season is over. Like everything that goes into the summer for him and in fall ball is so that he's the guy who's pitching opening day next season and throws the first pitch of the year.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to point out a couple of things, Phil. You know, well, you probably maybe talked about this. Cursed that back to Norfolk. Didn't get a whole real big chance when he was with Baltimore this time. And Carpenter on the Cardinals has a career batting average of .444 with the bases loaded. That is tied for fifth best with Tony Gwynn since 1974, when I guess they started keeping this. I don't know if they've been able to go back longer than that, you know, all time with the records. But, you know, he's been a good at it. The Cardinals have won 3 in a row. They're back within 3 of, you know, of a, well, I guess, a wild card spot. So as bad as they were for a while, maybe they got something going now.
Well, all right. So let's end on a thought with the Cardinals here. The same idea as Arkansas needs Brady Tigert and Mason Molina. Once you get into June, the Cardinals, whatever they've done in the last week, whatever they've done in the last 2 weeks, if Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt don't at least get to be within a shadow of the kind of players that they used to be, nothing else really matters very much.
Yeah, you're right, Phil. And Arenado's hit a couple of home runs recently. He's up to 3 for the year now. And he's hitting, I don't know, like .268 or something. So he's been better. Goldschmidt was just, I don't think he was over 25 around in there. And now he's gotten a few hits the last few nights also. Nobody's working any harder at it. I don't know that he can hit a good fastball ever again like he did in his prime. But you're right about those two guys. And then, Tommy Edman, I saw where he's on the 60-day, so that's not helping him. Burleson got a big hit last night. They should have won that game about 13-2, and they won it 7-6. Helsley, I think, has saved about 80% of their wins. If they need to get more ball games to Helsley, and then they'll be okay.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at GoPascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Doc in Omaha. What's going on, Doc? How are you today?
Pretty well, guys. Got some sunshine and blue skies. Probably driving a little too fast down some back country roads.
Well, it's good. Just make sure you got at least there's one hand on the wheel.
Yes. Yeah, one hand on the wheel, one hand on my golf sticks. Got to make a tee time this afternoon, boys.
Well, I'd say I'd be envious, but I know Matt Jones would be the envious one.
Where are you playing?
Yeah, well, hey, talking about golf sticks, I was sitting on the 8th tee box with a Cohiba cigar in one hand and my driver in the left, and dodged a tornado up in Harrison or Branson at Payne's Valley on Monday.
Just dodged it just like that, huh?
Well, we seen it coming through. It started forming and... Funnel cloud came down, and we eased on back to the clubhouse because, we had some more holes to play.
I don't think the heavy stuff's coming in for quite some time.
I hope not. What else on your mind today, Doc? What's new? What else?
Well, guys, just, you know, put a little feather in your cap. Man, your show has run real well. Everybody, you two on the mic, everybody in the back office. It doesn't matter what y'all are talking about. And this is hard to follow Grant in your last segment with all these stats. I don't have all the stats to drop on y'all. Anything y'all are discussing, I feel like I'm in the golf cart with you. I feel like I'm in the stands in the baseball stadium. I feel like I'm in the boat fishing with you guys. And everybody out there listening probably has the same sentiments. You guys are easy to listen to and follow along with. Just great things here in North Arkansas, all across Arkansas. And, guys, I want to drop a little secret on some of the listeners. Don't want it to get out there too much. But, guys, find a job where you can work on the weekends, because we all want to avoid the heavy tea times and the crowded rivers and crowded woods. Find a job where y'all can work the weekends and have the middle of the week to yourself to enjoy this great state. And,
man, that's a great idea, Doc. I mean, you ought to work for the tourism board, truthfully. I mean, that's probably the best idea, is do your exploring during the middle of the week. Interesting.
Thanks for the kind words. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all very nice stuff. Very nice stuff. Matt, no chance that the Cavaliers are able to extend the semifinals against Boston in the Garden, right? Boston's got them dead set rights here.
I believe so. If I had, if I had your money, first of all, I'd burn mine. But second of all, I would definitely put it all on the Celtics. They're a 16-point favorite, so that's out of control. I wonder if Donovan Mitchell isn't a guy, Phil, that teams are looking at to go try to plug in for. So if you need that third superstar. Donovan Mitchell, Phil, he's a top 25 player in the NBA, I believe. Don't know. I mean, you're not at Cleveland. You either got to go out and get another couple people, or you got to let him go and start over. But that's a name that I would look at.
Denver holds. Well, it's not holding serve. Wasn't that the first home win in that series yesterday? Denver over Minnesota.
It was. I know when that had happened, we were talking about it. Then I was watching the game yesterday, which for some reason it wanted to start at 9:30, and I did not get to make it through last night. But that was the fourth time that it had happened. It only happened three other times: 1984, the New Jersey Nets versus the Philadelphia 76ers, and that was when the Nets won in five. And then Houston Rockets in San Antonio in 95, when the Houston Rockets won their championship, that happened in that series. Houston won in six, then Dallas and Clippers in 2021. So it ended it, and the Joker put on a performance, MVP-like performance. And as much as you love Anthony Edwards, and you're not hearing all the Jordan talk now, he's still a superstar. He's going to be fine. He's going to win some series and win a lot of big games. It's just you take a Michael Jordan, even, like, if we're saying that, he had to get through the Celtics and the Pistons. You know, he was averaging 37 points a season, and it wasn't until he got some help and then he was able to get through and make it and finally win that championship.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. There's that whole whatever you want to call it, a comparison. It is Edwards. I was looking at it. It is Edwards' fourth season. MJ's Bulls didn't advance into the conference finals until his fifth year.
Fifth year. I was going to say nine till he made it to an NBA finals or so, but fifth to a conference finals, yeah.
Yeah, it was his fourth full season. Remember, he had the knee injury the second season.
I think he broke his ankle in the second season. Yeah,
yeah. But the year after that, got swept by Boston up 3-0, got past Cleveland with the famous shot that I saw a different angle of yesterday. I saw a video of just a different angle of it. I think it was from a local TV station, a Chicago TV station, that had a camera on the corner of the court.
Is that Craig Elo?
I think you see Elo hit the shot that puts Cleveland up, and then MJ, of course, the famous shot. I guess we're
Mark Price. Mark Price on that squad. Yeah, Brad Daugherty.
Brad Daugherty.
Yeah,
at the old Richland Coliseum too. Which is the first building I saw an NBA game. I saw, It would have been 88 or 89. I remember I saw the Cavs and the Detroit Pistons. That's when they were the bad boys. They were the NBA champions. And that was a team I was a Celtics fan then too, but I had a thing for, because that was the way that I played basketball too, Matt. As I told you the other day, charges, rebounds, not being afraid of, I would say, like giving a bloody nose, but it was more like, you know, getting a bloody nose was probably more of my issue. So I kind of liked Detroit, and maybe that's a reason why I was not an MJ fan, because I stayed. You know, I still liked Rodman when he was with Detroit. I still liked Isaiah Thomas.
Joe Dumars, John Sally, mm-hmm. Bill Laimbeer, yeah. It was Chuck Daly the coach then? Was he that coach
then? Yeah, he was.
Man, I liked some Chuckster.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true, though. Jordan's Bulls didn't make it to a conference finals until his fifth year. And this is Anthony Edwards' fourth year. I don't know. Outside of that, we got our NFL schedule that's going to be released today. I should get the Christmas games. Do you want? It's a Wednesday, man. I mean, that's just got to be so odd getting an NFL game on a Wednesday. Thursday felt like that. It took a while for it to just sort of like bake in and get used to it. But I mean, you know, I know it's Christmas Day, but it's like I said yesterday. The only day of the week you don't have NFL is a Tuesday this year.
Are they getting a little too greedy, you think? You know, are they trying to too big to fail type thing? Are they just trying to take over? I mean, it's like they just want more. And every year it's a little bit more and a little bit more, a little bit more.
I think it's the broadcast partners want, you know, that as they view it, special inventory. You know, that's why you're going up against the NBA, which I know is supposed to be like a Christmas tradition, but I don't feel it. And maybe it's because I don't, you know, follow the NBA all that closely. But, you know, the NFL is creeping farther into what used to be other sports kind of day. You would have college football on the day after Thanksgiving. And now the NFL is throwing its hat in that ring. Sooner or later, like, I wonder if they actually can, or if there was a law that was passed about this, about pro football games scheduled Saturdays during the college football season. You know, I mean, you see the Saturdays with NFL schedules coming out, you know, Saturday games, once bowl season is kind of, you know, between the end of the regular season and the start of bowl season, when the big bowls start kicking in. But yeah, we ought to get the rest of that later on today, and then I guess you find out who's going to be Hard Knocks, and the next thing you know, it's mini camp, and then the next thing you know, it's football season.
And you got a big one in the NBA tonight. Speaking of the NBA, still the Mavericks and Thunder game 5, another 3-game series right there. So that's the Mavericks had a chance the last game a couple of nights ago to go up, and SGA took over the fourth quarter. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one goes.
Hey, Matt, I saw Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut didn't really go so well. She scored 20 but committed 10 turnovers, and her team, Indiana, loses by 21 points to Connecticut. I'm sure it'll be just fine, because pro debuts are just a different kind of a thing. I looked at it. Wemby had the same kind of professional debut for the Spurs this year. He fouled out in 23 minutes. 5 turnovers, and they got smoked by Dallas in that ball game. So, hey, he had, as I kept hearing and reading about, and I watched a little bit of it, he had an historic rookie season, and so
she'll be
she's right on track to do the same kind of things he's done so far.
She'll be fine. So now I watched a little bit of it, and what I noticed is she's got to get stronger. You know, that's the jump from being a kid to playing. You know, it's not amateur anymore. You're getting paid in college, but the thought, that's the jump going to perfect. Man, those are professional athletes, and they're tough women. So some of her passes were kind of lax that she could get away with in college, just loosey pass. You got to really be forceful with it. But Phil, she'll be okay. She's gonna.
Did
be
you
fine.
Did you feel the same thing about yourself when you went from college to the pros?
I was changing position, so yes, everything mm-hmm. was just a little different. Even how you went to practice, the stuff you had to do in practice was different. So yeah, it was a jump, and I've always said this, Phil, and the. the being in the Jacksonville, then being at Cincinnati for and seeing the rosters and when you look at there's about six or seven guys on a team that are special. And then everybody else has to fit in and feel the role and know their role. And you're lucky if you have six guys. So what that means is, you know who the third string guy is, who the fourth string? They're good too. You know, they can do the job. A lot of talent at that level is what I'm saying. So when Caitlin gets there, man, she's going against some other Warriors as well. That they're good. That's how they're feeding their family. That's how they live. It's the real deal.
You got to be hungry to be really. You got to be hungry to be a professional women's basketball.
Because
They don't. I mean, you don't have the same niceties that the men get in the NBA. So they're just starting to travel by charter just now. You know, I mean, they're paid well. It's just not on the same level. And that's why so many of these world class athletes go play somewhere else in the off season. Because it's a job. I mean, it's a job to everybody, but maybe it's a little bit more of a grind of a job.
Well, I you know, after that whole thing that happened with Brittany Griner, I think that the Americans have kind of you better pick and choose what foreign soil you want to go play your game on, and even a girl like her, Phil, she was one of the highest paid WNBA players, and she felt the need that she had to go over and play overseas as well. So yeah, it's good to see you. Hopefully, you can keep your homegrown, your in country talent in the country.
We'll continue to take your calls and your texts as we go throughout halftime. I got you for another hour. The one and only Clay Henry will be joining us in about 5 minutes, and he and me and Clay have you for 60, and then it's Clay and Matt to take you from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock on a day where Arkansas baseball is leaving for College Station, and doesn't have to be the longest road trip of the year, because if you do make it to the College World Series Finals, you're there for about the same amount of time as we'll be gone here. So hopefully this is like a dress rehearsal for that. Wouldn't that be nice?
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more info.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Chris in Springdale texted something in. I was looking for it. I don't know where he'd seen this. I haven't heard any interviews with him, but you know how Doug Gottlieb is now going to be the head coach at Green Bay for the Green Bay Phoenix. Chris says he's going to continue doing his CBS radio show at the same time. I just wonder how you pull something like that off. Can you be a Division I head basketball coach and still do a daily talk show? Like doing a podcast is a different thing. Cal has a podcast. Plenty of coaches have podcasts in which they dish on what it's like to be a coach, or stories about what they did as a coach and some of their great teams, or just theories on coaching and that kind of thing. For a sitting head coach to be on a daily talk show in which you got to have your hands in 85 other different things, or at least paying attention to 85 other different things. I don't know. It would seem like it'd be a step too far.
Well, you know, the NBA, it's 82 game season. You got to play, I think, in 65 games to be considered for offseason awards. I wonder if this isn't just a thing to keep his name there. And yeah, he can do most, you know, he might just do 70% of this. I don't think it's a thing like that. You know, he can do the off season, do other times, but it's you know, he's not. I don't think he's going to be there every day.
Well, Greeny's not a Greeny every day, and they still name the show after him.
Well, that's
him.
Yeah, There you go.
Yeah, he's getting it. It's getting to the point, too. Once the NBA playoffs are concluded, I think he'll be, you know, it'll be Greeny in August, but they'll just keep calling it Greeny. Seems to be the going rate. I think I hear Clay Henry. There he is. He is the Hall of Famer. He is a former publisher and editor of Hogs Illustrated. He is the I guess we coined the phrase last week, right, Clay? He is the senior national columnist at hitthatline.com as well. Was that the one we went with, Clay?
Literary pterodactyl.
Literary pterodactyl.
Well,
that's right.
You guys are pretty nice to an old guy. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry, I had a little trouble with had to reboot the Wi-Fi, so I'm a couple of minutes late.
Oh, it happens every once in a while. You know, all of this $1,000 equipment doesn't actually always work the way that you expected it would work. Hey, I know you sort of previewed it last week. The column that's right up now on hitthatline.com about Nolan would not have played for Nolan.
yeah.
This is just a funny piece. Just getting through it. I mean, you'll get a couple of belly laughs just based on some of Coach Richardson's quotes.
Well, can you just imagine doing the interview? I mean, guys, I have fun doing what I do. I mean, it's like you get Hall of Famers that'll talk to you. And I mean, Nolan and I have talked for, gosh, it would be, we go back to the mid-80s when he first got to Tulsa. I guess 1980, not the mid-80s. So just think about that. 44 years that I've been talking to Nolan, and they're always as good as ever.
I just love Fun the piece. Quote about I just love the quote about Burger King All-Americans. And that was one of
That's a good that story, one, isn't it?
That is a good one.
Wanted the ORU had their court. It says, expect a miracle. You know, that was Oral's saying, Oral Roberts, Mr. President Roberts, who I got to know, along with his son Richard. And I've got a story on that. I don't know if I've ever told that. Richard asked me if I was saved one time when I broke the story 2 days early on Ted Owens becoming the coach. He didn't like that. And pulled me into his suite at a baseball game and asked me if I was saved. I got up and left, and President Roberts' dad called and apologized. But anyway, back to Nolan, he thought that was pretty cool that it said expect a miracle. So he had a deal set up. They scored 100 points, said on the ticket, you know, 100 points at a TU game downtown at the Civic Center. That was before they had their own campus gym. Everybody got a Burger King, but they kept scoring 100 points, and the Burger King man bowed out after a year or two, and he says, we're going to put on our court expect a Burger King, which I thought was awesome. Never got on the court, but he wanted that to be their inscription, expect a Burger King. And so he called his players, we don't have McDonald's All-Americans, we got Burger King All-Americans.
That's just funny. When I think of fast food and sports, I think of the chili goal growing up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
For Penguins hockey games. Anytime you got to 7 goals was the chili goal, and you get free chili at a Wendy's. And so once the Penguins, and they were a high-scoring team, then once they got to 6 goals, everybody would start chanting chili. I mean, literally, like 17,000 people chanting chili, chili, chili until they scored the 7th goal. And for some reason, you even mentioned Wendy's in this article, too. So,
he said that he just wondered if maybe if he had gone with the Wendy's that they might have had more staying power than the Burger King guy.
Here we got a few callers lined up. Let's empty the McLarty Daniel hotline. We got 3 of them. We'll start with Charlie first. Charlie, how you doing today?
I'm great, Phil. How are you? You ain't got no leftover headaches or nothing, do you? Everything good over there? Yeah, you said you were going to bang your head against the wall. I was just checking.
Wait, yesterday? No. I was able to pad the wall before I did it, and I'm just fine.
That's good. I mean, hey, at least you had Alyssa right after. I mean, she can always, you know, she's got it all figured out. Man, I wanted to touch on Caitlin's debut a little bit. Did she? And I don't know how she would fully go about doing this, but do you remember when Steph Curry first came into the league, and he was so small, right, especially in the upper body area? And he focused on kind of getting stronger because people are going to try to, I think, get really physical with her, obviously, with her ability to shoot as soon as she crosses half court. But my question to you, and I think she will adjust fairly quickly, Do you think that's something she might try to address too? Because her IQ and all that, she is a, you know, I don't think she'll, yeah, she had 10 turnovers or whatever, but she's going to adjust. She's going to be okay. Maybe getting a little stronger will help her in the upper body, in my opinion, but I could be wrong by that. I think people are going to try to beat her up. So I think for me, the main thing is like, it's crazy that we're talking so much about the WNBA right now. And I'm not saying it's just Caitlin, because I think a lot of these girls, Cardosa, you know, the girl that she couldn't come out this year, Kiki Rice from, I think she plays for UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA. Paige Beckers, too, will be out the next year.
Yeah, so, like, all these girls, I think it's just, it's so cool that we're talking like this. And I hate where they kind of play the WNBA. I get it from a rating standpoint. But as the ratings increase, Phil, Matt, Clay, do you think, because I think they only play about 40 games, do you think we'll see a change? Maybe they, if the ratings go up, because I think they're about to go up. I mean, ticket sales are insane. So I just wonder what y'all thought about that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's still out of control, Phil. I mean, they were trying to stop Caitlin. They're double teaming. She's a rookie first game, and the defense focus was to stop her. That just tells you how good she is. She's going to be fine. I couldn't.
It's the first game, and right. She still scored 20, and we're like, all right, so she's had 10 turnovers, but she still scored 20.
I mean, the whole defensive game plan was to stop her first, and that was her very first game as a rookie. So, you know, there's talent there.
Well, they're going to have to make a decision, too, whether they want her to play off the ball. Hey,
there you go, Clay. That's the thing.
To me, at that league.
You play her at the two.
She's a two.
Yes.
And I mean, because you don't need to wear her down. It's just a different game, and I think they'll adjust to that. And I would guess there had to be some nerves on her part. She's done a lot. I mean, she's been on a media campaign and cutting commercials. You know, Player of the Year dinners, and I mean, she has what I would call right now. If you remember, for years and years, we've given the Heisman Trophy away, you know, like December 6, 7, 8, I don't know what the date, but the first week in December, and then you've got the Heisman meltdown, you know, in their bowl game or the championship game. There is just so much focus right after that for that player. The national interviews, they go on for 2 or 3 weeks, and it's tough to play that next game. So I think that might be, and because they put so much on themselves, I've got to be that person. Well, she just needs to play, and that's what's going to happen going forward.
Brent is next in Searcy. Brent, how you doing? Brent, are you there? All right, we'll put Brent on hold. Let's try Melvin and Sheridan. Melvin, what's going on?
Hey, I just had a quick question and like to hear y'all's comment. Do y'all think that Cal lending his amount of faith scholarship for his faith players, will that trend transfer over to the football team? The reason I ask is why would you want to pay 85 players when only about 60 of them are actually going to get to play? And why would you want to pay them and develop them for to pick up stakes and go somewhere next year or a better offer? And I heard a quote of about $10 million to pay a football team. If you cut that roster back to about 60 players, you might play a few more dollars in front of the better players' face. And I'd just like to hear y'all's comments.
You know,
we kind of talked about that a little bit, didn't we? You know, I think what the NFL roster is, 54, 53, what is it, Matt?
Yeah, you have, right? It's 53, but then you have an extra quarterback, and then you have 8 to 10 guys on practice squad. But, yeah, when it gets down
so
to
60.
There
yeah.
you go.
Maybe that's where they're going to head. The only problem is that in the NFL, you have the ability to sign players during the season, and college doesn't have that. So, you know, 85 is a good number, But that doesn't mean you have to pay 85.
Really? Well, I mean, I guess it's all a matter of how this settlement from the NCAA, how it all shakes out, because that's going to be the thing that ends up deciding. How many players you're going to end up getting, and the scholarship limits are going to change, the roster counters are going to change, the whole financial structure of college sports is going to change, and it's still going to be built on.
Is coming, right, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. It's right around the corner.
It's going to be hard. The thing that kind of makes me a little sad is the development of players. You're not really going to see it happen at your school. You're not going to get an attachment or an ability with the. It's an ever changing carousel, and you're not going to see kids show up at 17, 18 years old, red shirt, do their thing, and but 21, 22 playing and have that type of relationship with them. That's gone.
Yeah, the developmental league is
it's going to be at UCA.
Missouri State.
Yeah, exactly.
Missouri State, UCA, and I keep waiting for the junior colleges to get a little bit of a run. But I think if you're a high school player, there's a stigma about going to a junior college that still exists, and they would rather go to UCA or an Arkansas State or a Missouri State and, eat a little better place to live, maybe getting taken care of. But they're the developmental league for the SEC and the Big Ten as we go forward.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
All right, here's your answer on what the starting pitching rotation looks like for Arkansas, Texas A&M. Hagen Smith Thursday, Gage Wood Friday, TBA Saturday. So it's a major change. Going to have Wood making his first SEC start, and then we'll see what happens on Saturday. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see Brady and Molina piggyback Saturday, but that might also depend on what happens the first 2 days. Very interesting, very interesting. Clay, what do you think when you see that?
Well, it surprised me a little bit. I thought that the SEC tournament would be, a time to change that up. But they, everything gets easier if they win Thursday night. I mean that clinches the West. In other words, that'd give them a a three-game lead with two to play. So that makes it a little more comfortable. I'm just talking about, you know, playing against A&M. You know, the it's an interesting series for lots of reasons. One of them is, you know, the pitching. The other is the, you know, the West race. You know, you can get into the division, you know, to the overall deal, but, you know, like I think one win probably wraps up a national seed. And then you've got the kind of the elephant in the room, so to speak, that Schlossnagel made the comments about a team in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers that he threw out perfectly matched Arkansas's SEC hitting numbers. I mean, almost perfectly. Now, I've heard that it could be that he was talking about Tennessee.
I've heard that he could have been talking about Vanderbilt. You know,
correct,
there's people threw some other teams out there.
Yeah, there's some teams in the East that their coaches have been abrasive to some other schools. Vitello is one of those, and you know, Tim Cohen is the worst loser in the world. I mean. We all know Eric Musselman was a bad loser. I mean, give me a good loser, and I think that's the wrong coach for you. So I don't misinterpret that. But anyway, it's
well, one thing
it's,
if you wanted
that makes it just more interesting is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, well, there's a connection with Schlossnagel and Vitello. I'm pretty sure Tony worked for him at TCU before he took
correct
the job at Arkansas, so there is that, too. Hey, let's get to the phones. We got Drew in Stafford, who held for a bit. Drew, you're on the McLarty Daniel hotline, and I appreciate your phone call. What's up?
Well, with the Dave Van Horn releasing the starting rotation, I was wondering who you thought the odd man out would be. Would it be Tigert or Molina? Or you got more confidence in going into the weekend?
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of confidence in either of them for me right now. I think what they're trying to do is push the two of them back to the last game. I wouldn't be surprised if they piggyback if one starts and the other comes right after him. But I don't think you want to, and I'm trying to just, you know, think in my mind, why do Dave and Matt Hobbs make this decision? By Saturday, you'll really know whether or not, you know, you got a chance to win the overall SEC or you don't. And first things first, you got to win the division. And in order to do that, you got to win Thursday. And then you'll need to win. You need to win at least two in order to win the in order to win the overall SEC, and then hope you get a little help after that, even if you sweep. But I think you still need these two pitchers. So I think they'll both pitch this weekend. I think they'll both pitch on Saturday, but that also might depend on what happens the first 2 days, because what this says to me is we right now, neither of these guys were competitive enough in either of the last two games to be able to put their name in there and say, yes, one of these two guys is going to start a game for us. I still think one of them will on Saturday, but you know, you got to compete in order to earn that, Drew.
Yeah, and a left-hander. There could be a situation inside of the first two games that you might want to use Molina.
Maybe.
You know, if they put those two lefties back-to-back and it's middle of the game and you want to pitch him to three or four hitters and that's all you want to see him use, and then you say Hewlett for the same situation late, and there's also middle relief if either one of those games, those first two, gets out of hand. I mean, you don't expect that to happen with Hagen Smith, but because it hadn't. But that's not to say that it couldn't. Hagen Smith on Thursday night, the story of the game will be how effective he is in those first three innings throwing strikes. A&M is, they lead the country in walks. They're the most selective team, and you know that's been Hagen's, you know, like his only Waterloo, that he might not find the strike zone early for a little bit.
Brent, you're next on the McLarty Daniel hotline. What's going on, Brent?
Oh, what's going on, Phil, Clay, and Matt? Clay, I heard you this morning with Ty and Tommy, and I just love what you were talking about with NIL and how it's going to shake out, you think, in the years to come. I want to talk a little baseball now, and I want to talk about this A&M series. Let's go ahead and anoint A&M champions, okay? Let's go ahead and anoint them because they lead the nation in walks. They do all that. But they've lost two out of the last three series, okay? They're human. Next thing I got to say is that their coach, Jim Schlossnagel, who Phil knows how I despise, correct, Phil?
Yes, I've got that. I've got that locked in my mind from yesterday's call, Brent. Absolutely.
Yes. You know, if you're gonna come out and say that there's somebody cheating in their dugouts with a feed and they know what pitches are coming, Have the stones to say who it is. That's all I'm saying. If you're gonna make an announcement like that, have the stones and say who it is. I mean, I want to know if people deserve to know. If you make that kind of statement, the baseball community deserves to know. And I want to hear y'all's response off the air. And you can't blame Coach Van Horn for changing up his party starting pitching this weekend. Our last two, our Friday night and Saturday starters, gave us a total of maybe three innings last week. So you can't blame him. Let's go win the West and go win the whole thing this weekend.
All right, Brent. Thank you very much. I have a sense that this is Brent's most important series of the season. He ain't the only guy who doesn't like Jim Schlossnagel. I think, and it's not just at Arkansas. I think it's a lot of other places too. It's not a matter of if you're going to go out and say something like that, then name it. You don't need to go out and throw that out there. My issue was also that he did that in a friendly setting. Nobody's going to press him about it or question what it is. And look, his team's 30-2 at home. They're nine and eight on the road. I'll bet you their home road splits are pretty dramatic too. I'm going to guarantee you they're pretty dramatic too. And look, so it's independent now of what you're getting from or what you've gotten from Tigert and from Molina. What does this mean for Gage Wood? What does this mean for the sophomore from Batesville? If he's getting the second to last game of the regular season, and it could be, I mean, it very well could be for a division championship if things don't go well tomorrow. This means he's part of the plan moving forward to do exactly this. This to me means that maybe there's, as long as he pitches well, that maybe either or Tigert or Molina would get a job back as a game three starter. Wood's pitched well enough to earn this, and I'm excited to see what this means for him.
I always defer to DVH, Phil and Clay.
No kidding.
But I 100% agree with this move to start Gage Wood in game two. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, another thing that
I wish we didn't have to do it. You know, it's not a thing that it's like, oh, okay. But the fact that
it makes sense.
Let the young man go out there and do his thing. Because if you have two, and then, like you said, you can piggyback, and then, Clay, like you said, the middle relief, I absolutely love this move.
Yeah, and Tiger has been a closer before. You know, if you use Gackle as a closer, you know, behind Hagen Smith, which, you know, that seems to be pretty much automatic, then you can close with him on a third day like they did this past weekend on Sunday, and he was electric second time around, which that's a really good sign for the future that he can do that on one day's rest. You know, Tiger has been a closer before. You could close with him on the middle game.
In order for that to happen, he's got to demonstrate the next time he pitches that he can throw his fastball for a strike.
Throw a strike, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not. You don't want a guy that can't throw his fastball for a strike pitching in those pressure moments. Yeah.
And the time to test it out probably isn't this week. It might be next week.
Well, and it might be Saturday. It really might be, depending on what happens in the next two games.
Everything's over. Yeah.
Saturday could be an experimental day. I'm going to read through some of the comments from Dave Van Horn's press conference, and this does stand out that they've had the trainers look at Brady Tigert because his velocity was down a little bit last week, so that they may just have him rest this weekend. It's not saying he's going to rest, I think he's still on the travel roster. My sense is he's still going to be on the road trip and still be available. But it also sounds like they might want to rest him for now. So then maybe you don't have him piggybacked anyway. But that's just a thing that stood out. His velocity was down to about 90, 91, even in the first couple of innings this last weekend. So that I wouldn't say that was alarming. Like if he was into the 80s, I think maybe you'd be a little bit more worried. But if the trainers checked him and said he's okay, sometimes this happens. You know, there's the idea of dead arm just kind of happening sometimes. That's right.
And that's, you know, everybody, like, why do you take Hagen Smith out after five, you know, 90-something pitches? Like, you know, you can go 110, 115 this time of year. That's not when you want to do 110, 115. It'll be 2 weekends when there's a regional, 3 weekends when there's a super regional. And, I mean, Dave gets that. There's bigger fish to fry.
Eddie likes fried fish. I'm sure he does. Eduardo, you eat. Eduardo's here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Eduardo, you do fish fries, right?
Man, I love fish fries. I tell you what, me and my wife just enjoyed, you know, the catfish hole in Alma was shut down for a little while. We went last, you know, Saturday, and man, was it good.
Those I heard it's open again. That's right. That's a big deal. Yeah.
You know, but what I'm calling in today, sir, what's on the menu tomorrow night? I'm starting to smell it. Let me say this. You know, you talk about Molina, you talk about Tiger. You know, it doesn't mean they don't have the ability to pitch. It just didn't vanish out of their arms. It's about stepping up in a moment, and they need to do that in a big way this weekend. But what's at stake tomorrow night? Does it get any better? Can you smell it? Can you taste it? An outright SEC Western Division title. And who we got on the plate? Mr. Shutdown. I'll tell you what, Hagen, blow the bubbles out. Because that's what they want to do this weekend down in Aggieland. They want to blow the bubbles. But for all our pitchers, I don't care who pitches, you step up and pitch like you're capable of pitching. And not only will we win an SEC Western Division title, not only will we anchor down a top 8 national seeding, not only will we head in to Hoover with a head of steam, woo! But the Ric Flair woo is only going. Let me tell you about the Hall Train. You can pitch, you can hit, you prove the tenacity in the recipe. No matter when you get down, I'll never doubt you again. And don't doubt yourself, because you go out and play to the maximum of your ability and feed them a big bowl of hog baseball delight.
And Eddie, real exactly quick, I'm just going to finish. We'll finish the phone call with where we started here. If we're talking now, I could see Eduardo from Clarkfield being a big tartar sauce guy. You big tartar sauce guy, Eduardo? Yes or no?
Man, I love the tartar sauce. Pile it on there.
Darn
pile
right.
The ketchup on them. But I tell you what, I'm craving the recipe. I should be hungry. And I'm starting to feel it from the bottom of my nose to the top of my head. And blow the bubbles out, boys, because stacks don't get any higher. Two top 5 matchups going head-to-head in the SEC West. Does it get any better on the menu? Can you taste it?
I taste it. I'm tasting all the tartar sauce in the world right now, Eduardo. And if it's got mayo in it, chances are you might like it. Eduardo, thank you for frying my fish.
What a segue. Man, Phil, you rocked it.
Cabbage Head gets to follow that. You don't put tartar sauce on cabbage. But Cabbage Head, how you doing today?
Slaw.
Hey, Phil, I just want to, every time I hear him come on, you know what I feel like? I feel like said, I got a really good feeling about this one. That's for sure, because he makes you feel good. That's true. But listen, I just called. I really appreciate you do such a good job in your play on the. You know, I don't get into baseball that much. Of course, I do the Razorbacks because they're winning and they can beat a lot of those Grimes that's in the West. But I just appreciate you. The one thing I like about you when you're calling those games is, you know what? You tell the score, because if I tune in and I'm waiting, sometimes they never seem like. But you do. That's one of the things that I really appreciate you when you call those games, is that you tell the score a lot and other things. But you do a good job. And then one day, you know, I've always complimented you on your bumper music, but I was just wondering, one of these days you'll find one of those old trapeze songs and put on there.
Well, that will be taken under advisement, Cabbage Head. It'll depend on the year that Matt Jones chooses. But this year is
nice. We played today some for him. We played a couple of trapeze songs.
We did?
We'll hook you up. We'll take care of you, Cabbage Head.
Matt takes all of the requests, and he usually fulfills them. Usually.
Are you talking about Matt?
The one and only Matt Jones.
It's a collaborative effort.
There we go. Good deal. Well, that's good. I still got you guys a T-shirt. It's got Mr. Cabbage Head and the Screaming Radishes on it. But remember, vegetable-related rock for a healthier lifestyle with that band. And I've got y'all a T-shirt, but I was hoping that y'all would. Well, Matt, I think you told me he was at a store over in Van Buren Industrial Park, and I missed that. Y'all were there doing a live show, I guess, but I got to catch the next one maybe, and I got y'all a Cabbage Head T-shirt that I need to get to.
Yeah, we were over at Lumber One. That was a lot of fun. We got a T-shirt.
Yeah, Lumber One. I haven't been over. Yeah. Is there a new RV place that went in over there close to that also?
I don't know, and if they judging on our RV sponsorships, they're going to have to pay for us to even say their names.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys, Matt, and y'all got the experience to where you know what people, why they tune in and what they listen for, and you capitalize on that. That's why you're good at your job.
Cabbage Head, I appreciate you very much. Thank you. That's Cabbage Head here. Matt, we've been getting some good pep talks today. I'm feeling pretty good about the show.
You can tell.
Don't get cocky.
You can tell. It's a big, Clay, it's a big series going down to College Station. Maybe a little animosity, maybe a little disdain, maybe?
It's just enough to put everybody on edge. Good things happen when you're on edge.
And it's getting a little hot in there. Everybody gets a little bit more on edge when they turn the heat up.
Humidity. It'll be nice and steamy down there. Get that Gulf breeze. The bubbles flying.
Hey, you get the rain soaking up out of the ground, which will make it nice and steamy once maybe if we do play tomorrow night. Because man, it's looking ugly for tomorrow. I mean, it's like 90% chance during the day, even into the evening. And I know it's a 7 o'clock first pitch. But it may end up being a bit of a later first pitch tomorrow night, or you could have a Friday doubleheader in which the first game would be, you get win one of them and you're a division champion. Maybe last week was the oasis, a weekend without a doubleheader. So I'm hoping we get this thing in. Because
you got the train just behind left field. I mean, that's like perfect for Eddie. You know, you got the hog train just, pulling on out with the trophies, right?
You know, they've added seats to Bluebell Park just for this weekend. They've added, I think, what did I see? 300 seats, bleacher seats in left center. They're calling it Section 12. They already had expanded. I mean, it's temporary bleachers that become permanent, just like they've done at Tennessee's baseball park. They put stands out past right field when we were there a couple years ago. Now there's new stands in left field, and they're about to put, heck, I think they're going to put, I don't know the money, the dollar figure, but tens of millions of dollars into renovating Bluebell Park. So yeah, they're trying to make the experience there better because it looks really nice from the outside. On the inside, it's like, okay, it's fine. Don't get me wrong. The bubble machines, though, are kind of what make the atmosphere. That and, like, they do have good baseball fans. It is a fun place to go for a baseball game.
You got temporary bleachers at Bob Walker out in the. Have you ever gone out there and seen the view you get from those bleachers, Phil?
Yes. Yeah. It was a game I wasn't calling because I was with women's basketball, and I went all the way out there and sat on the top row in left field, and I thought, that's right. Why would you come here to watch the game? You're coming here for the atmosphere. Yeah.
You need binoculars, some field glasses, some opera glasses.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online. This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram. Now.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.